Leviticus chapter 27. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And we come to the final chapter in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus 27, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the persons shall be for the Lord by your estimation. If a person was vowed to the Lord or dedicated to the Lord, that dedicated person needed to be redeemed according to the value placed on them by the law of Moses. Let's look at verse 3. And your estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old, even to 60 years old. Even your estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a female, then your estimation shall be 30 shekels. A person who was dedicated by a vow to God was not to be offered as a sacrifice, nor was he to spend his life serving in the tabernacle. He was to be redeemed. In other words, someone was to pay to have him released from his vow. And the redemption price varied according to the age and the sex of the person. The labor value was apparently the standard that was used to derive the value of that person. A man between 20 and 60 could do a lot of work, so he had a high redemption price. A woman's labor value was less because of the type of labor needed in that society. Verse 5, and if it be from 5 years old, even to 20 years old, then your estimation shall be of a male, of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old, even to 5 years old, then your estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female your estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then your estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he be poorer than your estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability. That vowed shall the priest value him. Which makes me think and suggest to you that perhaps God is in favor of the progressive tax, the progressive income tax, based on how much you make. The more you make, the more you are able to pay, and the more you should pay. I don't want to be dogmatic about this, and I certainly don't want to get into politics, but the principle certainly seems to be set here, doesn't it? I'll let you decide that. But the person's value, getting back to verses 5 through 8, was determined on the basis of his ability to work. And remember, these vows were all voluntary. A person was to dedicate himself by his own free will. And God would not exclude anyone from this privilege, not even because of poverty. As a result, if a person didn't have much, the priest could set a fair price according to the person's ability to pay. 9. And if it be a beast whereof men bring an offering to the Lord, all that any man gives of such to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not alter it nor change it. A good for a bad, or bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. So God says, if you vow an animal, don't have second thoughts. That is, don't substitute it. And it's important for us to understand that if we make a vow to give or to do something to God, that he holds us to it. 11. And if it be any unclean beast of which they do not offer a sacrifice to the Lord, then he shall present the beast before the priest. And the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as you value it, who are the priests, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof to your estimation. So an unclean animal could not be sacrificed to God because it was unclean. God just, he did not want it. But it could be dedicated to God with a vow nevertheless. And then the priest was to set the redemption price, and the owner was to pay it plus 20%. And God never wanted to receive as an offering an unclean beast. And that's to point out the fact that we are all sinners and we are all unclean, and God does not accept us either, not as we are, not without Christ. 14, and when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy to the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation to it, and it shall be his. So a person could vow their home to God as well. It was probably sold at that point, and the money used in the service of the Lord. But, like in the case of unclean animals, the owner could redeem it for its valuation plus 20%, and so he could stay in the house. Verse 16. And if a man shall sanctify to the Lord some part of a field of his possession, then your estimation shall be according to the seed thereof. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your estimation, it shall stand. But if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money according to the years that remain, even to the year of Jubilee, and it shall be abated from your estimation. And if he that sanctified the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation to it, and it shall be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he have sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy to the Lord, as a field devoted. The possession thereof shall be the priest. 22. And if a man sanctify to the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of your estimation, even to the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give your estimation in that day as a holy thing to the Lord. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return to him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all your estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. So, land could be dedicated to God. Its valuation was based on its productivity and relation to the year of Jubilee, of course. And in order to redeem it, the owner had to pay its valuation price plus 20%. If it wasn't redeemed by Jubilee, the property became the permanent property of the priest. And so that's just the way it was. It did not revert back to the original owner on the year of Jubilee, as other land did. 26. Only the firstling of the beast, which should be the Lord's firstling, no man shall sanctify it. Whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it, according to your estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your estimation. Firstborn animals, remember, already belonged to God, and therefore you couldn't dedicate it to him. Now, with a vow, you could not dedicate it to him. It was already his. 28. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote to the Lord of all that he has, both of man and of beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. None devoted, which shall be devoted of man, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And these verses deal with national, not individual vows. If, for example, the enemy in a war or the spoils of war were dedicated to the Lord during a battle, then those people or those things could not be redeemed. The captives could not be kept as slaves, and their possessions could not be taken home and put in a safety deposit box, okay? They were irrevocably, given to God. Verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem any of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. Tithes of produce could be redeemed by paying 120% of their valuation, but tithes of animals could not be redeemed. The tithe belonged to God, and it could not be pledged in a vow. Again, you can't give something to God that he already owns. 34. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. And that wraps up the book of Leviticus and the law of God. Thank you.